as always, on the Trending 55 Newsroom's hot seat, we are checking in with a member of the official opposition caucus, and today we are joined by the critic for economic development, trade, and tourism, Mr. Darren Bellison. First off, sir, thank you for taking the time today.
Happy to be here.
All right, so I guess the first question is that obviously, economic development, trade, and tourism. The latest figures, I know that the UCP government was celebrating these numbers, but I understand you're quite actually concerned about them.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's the 67,000 that Alberta gained is encouraging, but let's look at the fact that Calgary and Edmonton have the highest unemployment numbers in the country. The other thing to look at is, and we know that COVID has taken a huge hit on the whole country, but I got to tell you, since the UCP introduced their corporate tax giveaway, so from July 1st of last year, Alberta's lost more than 200,000 jobs. Now, again, some of those numbers due to COVID for sure, but what's frustrating is that Mr. Kenney promised, jobs for the province and a silver bullet in his corporate tax giveaway, which, we had our concerns. And quite frankly, what we saw was companies like Husky taking their newfound savings in a reduced corporate tax rate. And they said to Alberta, you know what, thank you for the $300 million you just saved us. We're going to go invest it in Saskatchewan and in Newfoundland. And so for us, what's frustrating is that, this government has dismantled a number of programs that were truly helping to diversify the economy, to build on strengths that Alberta has in other sectors. Obviously, oil and gas is incredibly important, but when we are over-reliant on a single commodity and we have no say in the price of oil, obviously we've all experienced the booms and busts in this province. And so diversifying the economy would support every sector, including oil and gas. And so we're disappointed with the UCP's approach to the economy and what little they're doing to diversify, other than paying for billboards along the sides of highways saying diversifying Alberta's economy.
Fair enough. And also, I guess one thing that we had talked about, it's definitely a hot button issue up here. And as you know, there's been a document that was circulated through the Rural Municipalities Association that says that several municipal governments, including Northern Sunrise County around here, County of Northern Lights, and other districts within our region, where oil and gas companies could see their assessment reviewed, which could result in a reduction of the amount of property taxes that oil and gas companies are going to have to pay. And needless to say that there was a lot of protests at the legislature over this from our municipal politicians. I know a few of them were there.
Yeah.
Is this obviously something that opposition is very concerned about?
Well, for sure. I mean, what we've seen with this UCP government, so they've spent $4.7 billion reducing the corporate tax rate, but they've done very little for municipalities, for parts of the province that are struggling with growing costs, whether it's, policing costs to other costs, but they've reduced municipal budgets significantly. And now, again, the idea of supporting our small and medium-sized producers for oil and gas is an idea that we're behind, but their approach is actually benefiting more the larger companies who are taking, once again, the savings and spending them elsewhere. Like, these are companies that are out-of-province companies. They're not your small and medium-sized petroleum services companies or your smaller producers.
Yeah, fair enough. This is Darren Bellison from the NDP caucus with us on the Trending 55 hot seat. And obviously, needless to say, that seems like that the government is putting a lot of eggs in one basket. When the diversification, we hear that word a lot, to the NDP caucus, what does diversifying the economy truly mean?
Excellent question. Diversifying means building on our strengths. That simple. What are our strengths in Alberta? Obviously, oil and gas. So that's why we created a program to do more upgrading and refining of our products, our oil and gas products here in Alberta. Let's ship a refined product. We keep all of those high-paying jobs here in the province. We get a higher price for our product. And this also applies to sectors like agriculture, agri-foods, to forestry, to doing more in the healthcare space. We know that Alberta is also a leader when it comes to technology. And the beauty about technology is that it supports all of our core sectors. So the oil and gas sector relies on technology, artificial intelligence, whether it's for pipeline monitoring or if it's for working within their day-to-day operations. And we can develop that technology here in Alberta, which will create jobs and help diversify the economy. And at the same time, this technology helps support oil and gas, agriculture, forestry, our aerospace sector. And so for us, the Alberta NDP, when we were government, we had a number of programs under my ministry that we rolled out, including tax credits to help our small and medium-sized companies grow, hire more people at a much faster rate, but also brought in policies that supported the development of this technology. And it begins with investing in our post-secondary institutions. We need the talent. We can grow it here in the province. But once again, the UCP came in, made a bunch of cuts to our post-secondary institutions, which is going to hurt Alberta's ability to compete on the global stage.
No doubt about that. And I guess, as you had mentioned, one thing we have here in Alberta is we definitely have a lot of, we use the term human capital, but I guess we'll use the friendly term. We have smart people. And in saying that, definitely a lot of good minds up here in the northwest of the section of Alberta. And I know I've touched on this with people on both sides of the legislature, and that is, how important is it to make rural areas, like where sometimes people may not have access to all those educational options, more accessible via through internet, or as you were mentioning, technology? How important is that?
Absolutely critical. I mean, our government did take a few steps forward when it comes to a number of initiatives that we funded through my department, exploring broadband and internet in rural and remote parts of the province. It is absolutely crucial. My opinion from talking to people around Alberta is that is probably the number one issue as far as how can we, give a shot in the arm to all corners of the province and ensure that our rural communities can compete with our cities and everyone else. They need that connectivity. They need to be able to, if you have a business, you need the internet. If you want to go to school and you're in a remote part of the province, you need the internet. And so that is something that, is part of our economic plan, is ensuring that Albertans have access to high-speed internet, which I think is a game changer for rural Alberta. It means people can live wherever they want to in the province. They can continue to have the livelihoods, and that they can still start a business and compete with everyone else.
Well said. All right. And I always like to sometimes throw out some personal questions out there whenever we have a guest. So I guess, Darren, the first question I have is that legislature's on break right now. You may have some downtime, and obviously, I guess, in between meeting with constituents, how do you enjoy your downtime before the legislature resumes? Like, what are some of the things you're doing this summer to take that time off, appreciate Alberta and whatnot?
Yeah, great question. So I love to fish. I love to be on the lake. So I try to do that whenever I can, but I'm spending most of my days and time with the newest member of our family. Our daughter just turned 6 months old, and so what it means is I get to spend a lot of time with her and my family, and to ensure that that my partner is supported, and it's an incredible opportunity.
That's great. Well, hopefully you enjoy all the time with the little one. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
This is Darren Belus of the NDP Caucus on the Trending 55 Newsroom's Hot Seat.